Rather loyal, Mr. President. Guys, I've been on the... I'm not getting on the phone. I'm
paid. Yes, too. No, you were on the phone.
Yeah, you're all there. That's what he wants to do, is lobby me on. Did he have a reason against the four or against the six?
I told him that even if you did two of us, you weren't going to make a big announcement in family, probably you were just going to go for another two. And then it all came out. He said, oh, well, that can't take this. And it's not.
He said, that's all. And Christ is even, what's he concerned about then? He doesn't want to make an announcement in January?
Well, it is. The publicity of my role is in the government.
In other words, he thinks that we'll put it out in January and then that your story about the negotiations will come out. He didn't want that to come out before China.
Well, the Chinese don't know. It just doesn't want to come out at all. If March had happened under it, he's not putting it out. But at least it gets
you think really happy with it. You kept it. You're thinking of it.
Oh, I'm happy about it in terms of
that. He's happy as a lot. He's happy as can be.
What did you tell him for Christ? He's not to tell Larry.
No, I didn't tell him. I'm so confused. I said, the one thing you didn't want is 7.
Tell him not to tell Larry.
I told him not to tell him. They should be good. I told him that. Yeah.
And what did you say to one that he wanted 7? Did he agree?
Yeah.
Or did he? I don't know.
Oh, completely.
Now, Larry's for 7 months, right?
Yeah.
And what did Bill say? Is he on board on that?
Completely.
You recorded the conversation. I got to record it for this one.
Oh, I got it.
I got it. And so he says, all right, well, what did he say about 7 months? He says, well, that's
ridiculous. That's out of the question. He said, that gets the biggest down. He made a good case.
But yeah.
Then on 4,
yeah.
He said he just wanted to give you a little more down the group, that he didn't have to make a big announcement.
Yeah.
So I said, well, the president is seriously considering 4 months. I just want you to know this, and you won't be able to leave 8 tomorrow or tomorrow.
Yeah.
But even if he should go for 2 months, I said his present thinking is to do 2 and then another 2. And he said, well, in that case, I have no problem at all. So I said, in either case, it's going to wind up at 4 months.
Matter of fact, there's something to be said for going for 2 more months or 2 at a time, in a sense. In any event, you know, the idea being that we're talking about our issue, and it shows we're winding it down.
There's a lot to be said about what happens in these negotiations. They may settle the whole problem in a sense that it's a threat about it, because it may easily turn out if it works, then that's it. If it doesn't work, it's up to you then to decide when it will do the most good. If you take a lot of heat in January for being unresponsive to their peace moves, I think you ought to put out the history of your peace negotiations. If you're not under great pressure, if you don't
say it,
then you might say
it. The thing to do is say everything to me.
So I think either way, you're in good shape.
All right, glad you got it done. Isn't that a curious thing, though, that
the thinking is we shouldn't tell later. We shouldn't tell Rogers until about an hour before that you're going to make the announcement.
Oh, so that it appears that I just decided to spend so much leaps and I'm going to go on for a month. And at that point, you can call him and say, look, we're putting the NSC meeting. Don't postpone it to see him until then. I don't think so. Do you think it has been? Well, I told Haldeman, that to leave the NSC meeting, it's all right if it's been done. But to leave it on schedule at 4 o'clock, then you see it at 3:30, because you get accused to say, look, the meeting will be at 5 rather than 4.
All right.
How's that sound to you?
That would be the right way to do it. But
you think they've already called him?
If I'm any judge, they have. But that still, that doesn't mean that I think you're
going to... In any event, my view is this, that I just call Rogers at 3:30 and I just... Particular, it just hasn't been so much speculation about this. With Rogers, I'd say that Laird's leaked it. I just don't. And with Laird's, I feel that now there's been so much speculation because it's going to go on and announce 45,000. And just, I would, with Laird, I'm not going to mention it, with Laird, I'd be just cold turkey to now and announce.
Oh, Laird leaked. Well, what we found out is that Hankin is telling everybody it's going to be 2 months, 5 months, or 7 months. In other words, if they are thinking about this figure, then you think
I have just marked and sent over to you that you will get that entire list of players. I approved everything except the top man, whom I don't want to approve. And the other one that I didn't know anything about is the one he wants for Armistead Selden. Do you know Armistead Selden?
Yeah, but what does he want?
Oh, Secretary of the Air Force or something like that. Who is Selden?
I don't get to call him a president, a former congressman.
Oh, never heard of him. Selden?
Well, maybe on the congressional committee.
One of his cronies. Well, anyway, the thing is a mess. But I must say, at the top one, I don't know who the hell we can get. Henry, I know one thing I want to ask you about. Got a name? Tornado. Did Bob have an idea?
No.
Why don't we have Jack McCoy to a critical time?
That's a good idea.
Power figure.
Good idea.
Power figure. I saw him at the dinner, and he was very high on my speech. You might just give him a call. I'd like you to call him. As a matter of fact, you can call him now. I don't know why I call him now.
Yeah.
I'll just say. Could you get Mr. Jack McCloy, the lawyer in New York, for us, please? You have his number, don't you?
Tell me.
McCloy, he's with the,
that's the president at home.
He won't be. He's at home. You can get it through Kissinger's office. Fine. What I'm going to say. And then it just occurred to me. God damn it, he knows more than anybody else. He's tough and strong.
Good.
And he's a great internationalist. And we'd say, now, Jack, we only asked you to do it for a year.
I do.
And you're 74 years old and at the President's Conference. But it shows that we're putting enormous emphasis on NATO.
Brilliant.
And he can watch the MDFR. How you like it?
Outstanding. I love it.
Finally go for the big man again.
Damn, I mean, brilliant idea. Yeah.
And you just say now that the president doesn't, you say now, and I'm calling the judge because the president will ask you, but he doesn't want to put you on the spot knowing the great patriot you are, if you don't want to be put on the spot, but he feels strongly, he's concerned about NATO and our relationship with Europe and the rest, but he doesn't need a power figure for that position. And, Operator, I just placed a call to Mr. McCloy in New York. I want Dr. Kissinger will talk on that call. He's calling from my office, but I just want to hear what he's talking about. Yeah, John McCloy, Dr. McCloy.
Yeah, you must have to know.
Yeah. Anyway. The thing about it, too, now I read about, and I marked up some things, too, here on MDFR. I read Blair's memorandum. I decided I'd better on Europe. He said, give it to you. Well, I sent it over to you all marked up. There's a lot of good ideas.
Yeah, that was
I didn't know my depth to that idea. It's a lot of good ideas. And also, I think Conway should read it so that you get the deal of Europe. You've got to get over it. Now, we'll take a hold of this European thing. We can turn it around so fast to make your head spin.
Well,
there's
not
any place else to go.
Mr. President, you are that is your field.
And
it's absurd for you to get under political attack on NATO.
Yeah. NATO, Christ, who fought the Mansfield Amendment? Who went to Europe right after I was president?
Exactly.
Who has told the Russians, go to hell, when they have said, make a deal with us about Europe?
Of course.
Who has stood up with Heath, with Pompidou, with Brown? Christ, we're playing their line all the time.
No.
Now, MDFR, I think on that one, as I said, we've got to get a game plan, and I mean a ball control game plan on that. I think Brosio is fine for what he's doing. But I think Larry is right that we've got to control that goddamn.
Absolutely not. I have suggested above an NSC meeting before the NATO ministerial meeting. If you lay it down hard there,
yeah,
how you want it handled with NATO.
Well, maybe we could get this now the NSC meeting next week. No, we're not ready
to do that.
And anyway, it isn't this world to have too many items on. Next week we'll do Conlon.
Right.
And what else did I put
in? Yeah, later than in your practice.
And your practice.
Hello? Jack? Okay, Jack, you and I have been trying to reach each other and managed to miss each other for a week. But But I'm calling you today about the following. The President and I have been talking about developments in Europe. And I also told him about our meeting, my meeting with you with the advisory committee. And we feel that that we badly need to put our relations to Europe on a new and firm basis. And also, frankly, to get somebody to get a hold of this MPFR business before it's used as a wedge to drive our allies totally into a total lack of confidence. So, as you know, the NATO ambassadorship is vacant at this moment. And the President asked me to explore with you whether, knowing it would be an enormous sacrifice, you would agree to serve there for a year. We need a towering figure there now. And he will ask you himself, but for obvious reasons, he'd like me to find out first whether this is totally out of the ballpark. There's really, there are a lot of people. We have a lot of names, and it's a job that people are dying to get. But there's only one person who represents this great tradition of U.S.-European relationships, who has the stature in Europe, who can be both firm and compassionate, and who would have a voice in our council that everyone would listen to. We'd really like you to watch our relationship with Europe from over there. And I must tell you, I am speaking as an individual now, really profoundly concerned about the way things are going. So we decided it would take longer for you. When we say a year, we are just assuming that this is all you would be willing to do. Jack, we know it'd be a sacrifice, an enormous sacrifice. And you... No, of course you have to sleep on it. And I must tell you honestly, we were thinking for a while along much more conventional lines. But as the President studied the problem, he feels, and also you've got yourself partly into this mess, because I reported to him about what you said at the General Advisory Committee. I know you didn't have it in mind, but he felt that this was the most perceptive view of it among that he had heard, and so he thought that he should, he wanted to send one of our towering figures over there. And I must tell you that the worst towering figure is his. And one of the points he asked me to tell you, I mean, is that we would want to have an understanding with you that you could watch the economics of it too. Because as you know, we are developing this between you and me, increasing concern for that. Increasing concern about the impact this is having. Yeah. We think that this would be a crucial year, and if you committed yourself for only a year, that would be, of course, completely understood. And maybe that would ease your economic problems a little. Don't answer now, Jack. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, and let me just say, as an old acquaintance and long-term admirer, I really think the country needs you right now. Good, Jack. Incidentally, we haven't told anyone else about this. We haven't told the bureaucracy or anyone. No. We wish you would. Okay. Bye. He's got to think about it. There's a major economic problem to him because he's got to make a living and he has no reserve.
biggest law firms, but like all, he isn't like some lawyers who make quite a bit. You know, you gotta say this for Bill, Bill made himself $10 million, which I love. Great people to make money. I didn't make a nickel. Well, I said I made a nickel. I don't know,
you made a living, but no,
I made a living. Hell, I never saved it. But my point is, here's McCoy, who's an honest man, and in and out of government. Jesus Christ, he'd be worth $50 million if he'd been dishonest. But you know, how did it strike you? I'll tell you one thing. For an old man, I'd be asked this, I think, just means a lot to be asked.
Do you think so?
And the good will get it.
Yeah.
And he'll take it, and that's the answer. It's
you
all
think
good.
He'll take it? Yeah. How did he react, though?
Oh, he said, I heard you said, I'm on the floor, and I've got to wipe myself off the floor.
He did.
Yeah.
But he's got the power and figures now.
That will get it out.
Well, you see, it ties me in, too, to the best part of the establishment. You understand? The Council on Foreign Relations, a whole bunch. We now tie in to a real guy who helped us on the salt, on Mansfield. That's my point. What do you think?
It's a tense threat.
If he'll take the job, and also he'll listen to us and not to Rocky.
His views could be your views.
Well, but I mean, he'll live in that year, but Henry, he is, frankly, his views are closer to mine than they are.
Oh, no,
he's
but
he's no soft liner.
He is a soft liner. Our soul,
I know.
But he's not a soft liner in Europe.
Never has been, no.
That's the point.
He's a soft liner, soft, and you know nothing about him.
But he's on Europe, he's exactly on Europe.
MBFR, by God, he's not even watch MBFR. And McCoy sits down with those other European ambassadors, he'll power over them.
Oh, he'll be there.
And he'll impress the Germans. And
oh, he'll be tremendous.
I just think it's a terrific idea.
And he'll help us with the New York Times and so forth. Yeah. And on the economics, he's just
a good even to talk to Connor. You know what I mean? He's in that ballpark. Now, you compare him with, say, a Special.
Oh,
God, that. See my point?
Oh, Mr. President, you are inspired by the
Tex Thornton or anybody.
Tex Thornton is okay, but he won't learn it fast enough.
He won't learn it for a year. He won't learn where to know how to talk.
You might want Thornton in the cabinet in the second term. He didn't impress me all that much.
No, he isn't that much, but I meant to. I just think it's a good idea. Oh, yeah.
Brilliant idea.
What would you say to Henry Peterson if he wanted to do it in the ambassador of Japan?
You don't have to be that strong, and he knows that.
Yeah.
That isn't a bad idea. In fact, it's a good idea.
Haldeman raised it with me, and I said, well, I don't know.
That's
we may help everybody in commerce, so we don't know.
No, that's a good idea.
Mitchell, I think, was an old person. Basically, it's a desperately needed position.
In many ways, it's a better position.
Ambassador in place, and where the hell do you want to be ambassador? To Japan or Germany, right? Would you want to go to England?
No.
France? Italy? Hello? Russia? Not really. I mean, the Russian. Incidentally, we've got to get a better ambassador in Russia eventually, if our relations start to get all dizzy. But Dean doesn't begin to. Don't you agree?
It's a decent
wonderful fellow, but he just doesn't begin. Oh, one thing, did Hayden tell you that the state, well, I think I'm sure it wasn't built by anyone, but they didn't get the mechanism. Maybe I'd want to consider stopping in Poland on my way back from Russia. But for Christ's
sake,
of course I did that thing. I did it. I did it.
But they didn't like it.
They hated it.
And no, but the Russians didn't like it.
Right.
You just stopped.
Neither did state. But let me tell you what. At this point, the game with Russia is so big,
yeah.
Right? I'll twist, kick them in the balls, when I'm going to remain, but not when we're playing that game.
For
God's sakes, if you were to announce before running to Russia, you're going to go to Poland on the way back,
you guarantee a lousy welcome in
there. Right.
No, all the arguments that they wrongly made against going to Romania
yeah.
would apply to going to Poland after Russia. You should go nowhere on the trip. the two both from Russia.
Sorry.
I think on the way too, you should go to our place for rest.
Yeah,
because it will give you a better arrival time.
Not then, but we can get McCoy. Is he coming down here?
He's coming through the zone.
All right, I'll try to catch him after, but you, but let's, I want you to settle. You just tell him.
I'll call him again tomorrow.
Jack, your country needs you. And this, now look, Jack, let me tell you in all honesty, the president has been thinking about this. He's terribly interested in here. He's busy with a lot of other things, so forth, trying to get back. And it was his idea that he after he saw you at the dinner in New York, he came back that night, and the next day, he called on the phone and said, why not McCoy?
I think I am excited. It's a really inspired idea, Mr. President.
The other thing I think you could tell him is that his
client, it's just a year of income he loses, so he'll make that up in an additional 15 years.
Oh, yeah.